to come in again under the same agenda item or the same para in our report. We just wanted to weigh in a little bit more on discussion that we are currently having on 21D. Of course, we think that this list should be introduced in another part of the document, but we already made this clear. But on the discussions that we are currently having on where these concepts are coming from and how much we have discussed them, and if they are actually something that is part of existing international humanitarian law or not, I mean, it's quite an interesting discussion. Because if you have dealt with the discussions in other international fora that are dealing with artificial intelligence as well, and not only within with the relation to international humanitarian law, they are quite known. And I just want to give one example. I mean, the term explainable or the explainability features very prominently in the ethical guidelines that were adopted in November 2021, as assumed by all countries in this room. Many of those concepts, I mean, they are saying to some extent the same thing. I mean, many of them are trying to address the same problem that you have introduced into this list. And this is the problem that is very specific to autonomous weapon systems. This, of course, relates to their civil application, but also to their application and to the kind of applicability of IHL. Because the main problem here is that we don't really know or that there is a problem that the operator of the system, but even the commander or the ones who are on a higher level responsible for these kind of weapon systems, to some extent will not know how the weapon system could operate, how it works, what comes out of it if you give it a certain input. And this is generally referred to the black box problem we have with artificial intelligence. This is quite common with the regular artificial intelligence, but it is exaggerated in a massive way if you talk about self-learning capabilities. So it's very logical that we here in this room would try to address these problems. Obviously, it is very hard to address these problems with existing international humanitarian law. There are some attempts. I think the ICRC has made some very good explanations why a weapon needs to be predictable also under existing IHL, because you need to know what will happen if you use a weapon in a certain context on the battlefield. I mean, it's very clear that this must be some kind of requirement. But if you add artificial intelligence to that, it's a much bigger problem. And this, again, is kind of our mandate to address these kind of problems, to say this is kind of something that we have not discussed and we have never heard of these kind of concepts and of these kind of problems. I think we have actually discussed it and that we are way beyond that point in time. Thank you.